Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We're visiting today with
Dr. John Boyd, Malin Community College.
We began our conversation yesterday and talked about what's been going on with the Pine Bridge property project for Malin, and also an update on the Anspach Advanced Manufacturing School over in Burnsville. Now, today we're going to talk about
our Earth to Sky Park, and we have started with our planetarium. They should be actually digging out footers this week, weather dependent. We are just about complete with the landscaping up at the observatory. That was a large project. It was a $250,000 project for landscaping. And so it's moved right along, and it's getting close. And then down below, the pollinator gardens, the septic system from the planetarium will not be a normal septic system. It will actually filtrate the water, the waste, and then go underground to the pollinator garden on the hillside. And 18 inches below ground, there will be a series of feeder lines for the pollinator garden.
Wow. Now, that's who's coming up with all this high-tech stuff?
Well, yeah. Some of it like that, because it's field dirt there, you can't use a standard septic system. And we really want to keep the environmental focus on that area. And, you know, a smaller project out there is we're renovating one of the Quonset huts into a conference center. It's in design right now.
So now that area out there and with the telescope, folks are really starting to appreciate and figure out just exactly what a special spot that is just because of the lighting situation.
Right. It's an international dark sky certified site. And CNN has listed us as one of the top 23 sites in the world.
Wow.
And so we have people come from all over the country. In fact, we have people coming from outside the country to visit. And, for example, one night out there, we were full. We usually limit it to 25 people so that people get a quality experience. And the closest anyone came was Charlotte. We had a person there that night from Detroit who brought his son down to see the Milky Way. And he came to our area just for that. And then they stay a few nights, and the bed and breakfasts are benefited from it, restaurants are benefited from it, which is the intent of the whole project, right, is to bring that focus to the community. And so when the planetarium's built, we'll be the only IDA site in the United States that have both a planetarium and observatory. So it's a big deal. It's actually a pretty huge deal to the community. You know, and our people that are here get that opportunity. And with the landscaping we've done out there, there'll be an additional 8 outside pads. So, you know, on a big event, we could actually be running 10 telescopes. Or people can bring their own telescope up to an event and set up.
How does the schedule work on that?
Yeah, you can get online, and it's scheduled, usually on weekends, except full moons. We just don't do it on full moons because you can't see. But otherwise, you can get on, you can buy your ticket right there. It's pretty easy. Just get on Malin. .edu, and you'll find the observatory, and you can sign up for it. We do a lot of private events. We've had as little as 2 people out there. We had a man who actually scheduled a private event for just him and his wife for their anniversary.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and so they had the whole time, and it's turned into a place where we're actually are having a lot of wedding proposals done out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the young men will call us and say, I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me that night. I just wanted you guys to know. And we're also having people who are looking at it as wedding venues between that and the planetarium. So when the landscaping is right, the planetarium is in place, we'll have that venue in place. Yeah. And we have a hotel for people to stay in.
To stay in.
So we can bring people in from off, and they can come and stay in Spruce Pine and go shopping in one of the local towns or walk across the bridge to restaurants at night. And so a lot of what we're doing with both facilities here and out there is designed to bring people into the community, but it's also designed to let our folks know, hey, it's a great place to live and stay.
Yeah.
And we need that, and we need to be a growing community. We need to be able to have restaurants that can be open 12 months a year that aren't dependent upon a summer population.
Right.
Or a fall population. And with a 2,000-seat event space in the Coliseum, we'll be running events mostly every week. With the Folk Art School, we'll be bringing people in to take classes on weekends. And so, you know, it's just a lot of good. And in the case of Pine Bridge, or the complex down there, it's projected by High Country Council of Governments to have a $15 million a year impact on the community.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's that's big.
Yeah, it is.
And when you think about that, the possibilities when you've got the boutique available, when you've got everything else, you've got the arts community that's already here, you've got fine little towns and everything else going on, folks will take notice of the community and come to check out, like you said, the observatory, the planetarium, the arts, and it can all really work together, if we all work together, really turn into something big.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing right now, particularly in Mitchell County, you've seen a little bit earlier in maybe the other counties, but you're really seeing a movement take place. Mm-hmm. A lot of good things are happening in our county and in our three counties. And so I hope that Pine Bridge will add to that. I hope that there's a lot of people that have seen what we're doing on Pine Bridge, and that's motivating them to do things, restaurants and shops and stuff like that. Because when you start having, you know, even if it's 500 to 1,000 people coming into a community on a weekend, that brings money. And people are coming in, they're going to eat, they're going to shop. Mm-hmm. If they spend a night, they'll still, the statistics is if they spend a night, they'll spend three times as much money as they would if it's a day visit. Yeah.
If you just go pure day and night logic, if they come in to look at the stars, but they're here the next morning, they're not going to be looking at stars. They're going to be looking at something else.
Yes. And the great thing about an observatory is that you're here late at night.
Right.
And you really don't want to have to drive back somewhere.
Right. That's exactly right.
So that's a good thing. That's a good part of that.
And I'm excited. The planetarium, I love planetariums. I think that's just going to be such a great addition to that space. Pretty good use for a space that used to be pretty much almost a dump.
Yeah, it is. And of course, there's a huge benefit to the college and our students for that, too, because there's a lot of programming that you can do in a planetarium that involves science and arts. And, you know, it'll be a great add-on to the college's classes. And so we're working hard on that.
Thank you to Dr. John Boyd, the president of Mayland Community College, for updating us on what's happening with the Anspach Advanced Manufacturing School over in Burnsville, with the Pine Bridge property in Spruce Pine, and with everything going on out at the Earth to Sky Park. There's a lot going on with Mayland Community College. A good place to find out more would be go to their website. Start there, mayland.edu. And, of course, they also have various different platforms on all of the different social media as well. So check them out. Remember, both parts of this broadcast will be available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up. You might want to share it with a friend. Again, thank you, Dr. Boyd, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.